Okay, good evening. We're in Tzurba Rabbanan, Shir number 17, I think. We're still doing Orach Chaim, volume 9, the Brona edition. So we're in the middle of the Shir on the Brochas, right, in the Brikra Shachar. So we saw last week interesting opinions that might have not been obvious at first, and that is that Brikra Shachar, there's a Machlok Rishonim, we saw whether you have to say the Brachot as you do them, the Rambam, who says that Birkat HaNe'enim, or we saw opinion basically of the Rama and a couple of other modern-day Paposkim and other Rishonim by the Tosfot, that even if you didn't do everything, they Birkat HaShevach, we're giving a bracha to Hashem for the way that He runs the world. So we touched on on the issue of time bound, so the Ran alluded to that as well. That isn't really necessarily a specific time that's mentioned for when we say this, as opposed to like Baraka here, lightning with thunder. And we saw that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in the end paskin differently. The Shulchan Aruch seemed to paskin like the Rambam, that you have to hear each and do every single thing. The Ramah said no. That it's basically Shkosh Baruch Hu Barat Shorchei Olam V'chein Haminag V'ein L'Shanot. It was pretty strict about the Ramah, that we don't have to change, we don't have to do anything, etc. And we saw a couple of other modern-day poskim that went there. We then discussed as well, Birkat HaShachar, if you're up the whole night, and we saw again, similar to that same machloket, if it's a Birkat HaNe'enim, means that you have to have been up, and to do, you have to do every act. If it's a Birkat HaShevach, you would have had to be up the whole night. And now we come to the question of certain brochas on Yom Kippur, or on Tisha B'Av. So one of the, we alluded to this last week as well, we know that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, what's common to them both? It's getting pretty cold now. Huh? You don't wear shoes. So we know that the brocha of Asari Kotzorki, we saw, was that Hashem prepares all my needs. Does it particularly put on your shoes? The question is, on your Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't put on shoes. You make that brocha, you don't make that brocha. So again, it would appear that it's a machloket. If it's a Birkat HaNe'enim, then you wouldn't make it. If it's a Birkat HaShevach, then you would make it. It's interesting, you look at the Ran on page 153, note number 53. The Ran says over here that Ve'ikaman da'amar de Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim kevin sh'asurim v'edin la'sandal en o'varech, you don't make it, sh'asakot zorki, dech'isayim esan amar, because you put your shoes on. Rakan de'perikaroe. U'mistab, he says, however, the kevin de'biyadu b'shutohudilam, he says, now, interesting thing, not because it's a Birkat HaNe'enim, but because there are times when you might put on shoes on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av. If you're scared of a scorpion biting you, you can put on shoes. You're walking around a dangerous place. You have to suffer. Yachol. So therefore, maybe Yachol ulevarech kaseh lekosh. You should make a brocha. And furthermore, he says, Va'od, da'am minagosh lo lamu mevarech. Our classic reason, which we said last week, the machloket between the Shulchan and the Ramah, that you're honestly making a Birkat HaNe'enim, but you're doing something which is Birkat HaShevach of the Olam. So Afa gav de lo shama kol tarnegolot. Therefore, you should maybe make the brocha. Look, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Rabbeinu Ramah Katav, v'yesh omrim dafil lo nichaya behem bevarich otan de'ena bracha dafka l'atzmo ele bevarich Yishkosh Baruch Hu b'rat Tzorchei Olam v'chein haminag v'ein eshnot right, that's the Ramah over there v'ein ze domeh l'mash en bevarichim l'sha b'yom ha'kippurim sh'asa l'kotokim mishum d'choli sh'al ashurim az b'minalim." So he wants to say over here, the Aruch HaShulchan, not the Shulchan Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan, apologize, Rabbi Michael Epstein. Aruch HaShulchan, which is later on, after the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the next he writes, and the Ramah writes that you can do it always. He says, yeah, it's a little bit different, right? It's a little bit different. And 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 it's a little bit different because, yeah, the whole world now is Asur. So he doesn't like the idea so much that you could wear shoes because of sakana. He says, yes, okay, sakana maybe, but as a rule, Am Yisrael don't wear shoes. Therefore, even if you want to say, like the Ramah would normally say, that you mevarech because of the olam and the minago, etc., and it's Birkat HaShevach, it's not necessarily relevant today. And it appears from him that you wouldn't say this. Right? Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, he says that some say you should say that even after Pesach, Shabbat, Shabbat, and Yom Kippur, in that time, he says maybe you can. The Yalkut Yosef writing says interesting thing. The Yalkut Yosef over here, he brings quite a few different points of it. It's much interesting. He says there's some people you don't say it, right? Why? Because specifically for the Vashta line, that's like the Rambam. And like Aruch Hashir once said, and therefore today when it's Asur, so even if you want to say like the minhag of the Ramah, normally today you wouldn't. That's on. On the other hand, even on these days, it makes no difference. Is it not only shoes? Everything and Hashem is doing lots of tzarchim for us. The Ordi says, "Sheregilim let all the lime shenam shel or." That's an interesting one. He's the first one who writes that, right? He says, "Could we do wear shoes? We might not wear leather shoes, but we do wear shoes." Interesting. The Vilna Gaon, and she look at me. I look at the moment. I look at the Maaser Rav, right? The Vilna Gaon seems that you don't wear anything on Tisha B'Av. You don't wear anything, right? Interesting. We saw yesterday when we spoke last week. So that because these brochas honestly time bound, if a person didn't make the brocha, you could make it until they were repeating to so until he go to sleep, right? So therefore the brocha is really a brocha which is tofes for the whole time you're awake. Because time you wake up, time you go to sleep. It's not actually day and night, like a 24-hour, like night and like how we normally go, the night before the day. It's a bracha on what you're doing from the time that you wake up to the time you go to sleep. So you're going to wear your shoes when the fast comes out. And you're going to see they're still part of the time span that the bracha covers. So then why not make the bracha now for what you're going to do after the fast? Right? It says, וגם יש נועלים נעליים של אור במוצאי יום הכיפורים במוצאי תשעה באב אצל הכוכבים וגם יש פוסקים שאילו שכן המנהג and there are people who say that, right? ויודע שבמקום מנהג and what we said, we learned it already based on the Ramah said במקום שיש מנהג remember we said אין חוששים לספק ברכות it wasn't Mechaber said that normally we say that ספק ברכות להקל but he said if there's a מנהג we don't say that. There's a minhag to make a bracha. We don't say there's a safek bracha. The minhag overrides the safek bracha hakel. And somebody I mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch wrote about minhag. Remember, I made a comment. I was quite surprised at seeing that. I think it was you, because Richard maybe that I said, because normally the Shulchan Aruch isn't so particular about minhag. It's the Ashkenazim, even though he writes it, it's not so particular about minhag. It's more the Ashkenazim not particular about minhag. Says lefichach efshal levarich bracha zu gam b'tshav av yom kippurim. The Piskei Tshuvas, okay, which is a Sephardi posuk, you know, Rabinovich lives in Jerusalem. Right, so he notes that the Arizal and the Vilna Gaon both hold that you shouldn't make a bracha. Interesting, the Vilna Gaon and the Arizal, right? They're from different angles altogether. Maybe not. So he says, "Omnam shone birkat shasari kotzaki b'tishvav yom kippurim shledat ta'ariva hagra." This is the Pitzke Chuvas he's writing, Rabbi Rabinovich. Zal v'alchemik people who go in them ain levracha. Why? Kevan sheisu levisha na'alayim b'im elu who isu kolel lekulam. It's across the board, and therefore it's out of the boundaries of brachas. Ladata ga gambikala mavir shayna in the varech. The Vilna Gaon says you make a mavir shayna, right? Because that's also a personal brocha. Sheikara nitkana rechitzat panim vahainayim vashavim. You don't wash your face and your eyes on that day. Aval minhag ha'olam says the Pitzke Tshuvas levarech brachot elu gam b'tisha b'av yom kippurim ukfishka mishta brura shechein maskanat harbei achronim. I couldn't find this in the Maaser Rav, by the way. Now, the latest type of brachas, we already saw this before. We saw this whole thing. So I was going through very quickly. We saw basically opinions which said you can say the brachas, you should say them until within the first 4 hours of the day, which is basically the time of davening. It's a kaf v'chayim, right? Then he says you can say it until chatzot. He says the lo yechol gam ken lo yivarech b'kol hashach ad shlish hayom, and the first third, which is the first 4 hours, but not later than that. The kaf v'chayim pretty machmir. The Biur HaLachaya, Shulchan Aruch says. Ad chatzot bevada ein lachush lafso. You can definitely say until chatzot, right? The Yalkut Yosef says over here. You can even say until tzedek kochavim, and the Mamar Mordechai, right, says over here that you can say shkia. So shkia is earlier than tzeit, but we see the pins until tzeit. I think we even saw the Vilna Gaon. We saw, if I'm not mistaken, last week. So you can say until you go to sleep. You don't have to worry about it. The Maaser Rav, yeah, here the Vilna Gaon. Kol brachot hashachar yishchach l'oman yeshut l'oman kol hayom gam b'leil ad hashayna. We actually saw this last week already. But yes, quoting this, here this is the Maaser Rav. Yeah, in the Maaser Rav, quite you can say these brachas even until you go to sleep at night. So mamash, one should never medaleg on brachas. My son came from the army because he was injured. We let him sleep the whole day. Mamash closed his windows. He seemed to say, I wouldn't wake up. And he woke up at about 11. He said, what do I do? So I thought to myself, I said, brocha, you can definitely say brochas. No Christian wants to say brochas. And as far as Shachri was concerned, my opinion was, I don't know if it's right. I'm recording, but I don't know if it's right. But my opinion is, for chinuch, I want to tell my kids, daven everything on Shachri, and if, say, before you start the Shmona Ashrei, that if it's too late, it's in the Dava. Otherwise, I think kids get into a bad habit of skipping out things and waking up and not davening. That's always been my approach. Okay. The last thing here we have over here is a question of women in Bikra Shachar. Now, it's quite interesting. There's a quote here from a Mamar Mordechai. Right? The Mamar Mordechai over here is Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. He says, Nashim chayavot levarech et kol Bikra Shachar. And that's interesting. If it's a Bikra Tanenim, right, and it's limited in time, so then it's a bracha mitzvah grammar. That's a drabbanan, nonetheless, and right to Kitikna, right? So he's over here, he's going on the opinion that it's not. Ravadi Yosef, interesting, I want to just skip Ravadi Yosef, just leave the go out where the black, where it gets bold. Nimtza she'en le birkot ha-shachar ha-gbalat zman, v'noagot b'yom v'alayla, they got no time limitation, they're good for day and night, v'im kain en birkot elu b'chlam mitzvah she'es ha-zman grammar. Therefore, women can say them, like any other bracha. Don't really agree with him, by the way. The Pesukei Teshuva is over here, gives it... They should, exactly. They should say it. Absolutely. The Pesukei Teshuva says, Achen dine ahani elei dehavi elei kebir koranenin, shegam nashim chayvot po'av agav dilechor harehen bir koran chilot bezman. Even though he said they're bir koranenin, even though they might be time-bound, he says, Pesukei Teshuva, but Tashuva. Pesukei Teshuva says like this. He says, Lemase, he summarizes, he says, Baruch, shenashim tshichot levarech, because you have to make a brocha. V'af minag ha-sfaradiyot, even the sfaradiyot, which don't normally make a brocha of things which aren't a mitzvah, right, it's only a minag. So in a couple of reasons for it, he says, firstly, because nifsak lalacha, she's manan, she'll brikur ha-shachar kol yom, the whole day, and therefore it's not time-bound. Secondly, b'nei she'en brikur ha-hoda, it's not a brikur ha-nen, it's brikur ha-da, it's a praise, she'nashim chavit, also ha'em kegvarim to praise. Right, therefore there's no question why they shouldn't do it. There's a beautiful olat re'yah over here of Rav Kook, explaining the idea of the tzichvi, of the rooster, joining the time, etc. It's very beautiful. If you want to read it on your own, I strongly recommend it. Okay. So now, we carry on now with the next shir is the laws of Bikra. So we finished Bikra Shachar, and now we're going to Bikra Torah. Now Bikra Torah is divided into two shirim. So let's see if we'll finish up tonight. If not, we will carry on. We'll carry on. So Bikra Shachar, Bikra Torah. It's interesting where Rabbi Gadi chose to start this shir. Me personally, I would have started it somewhere else. Well, I understand why he did it. He wants to show the significance of Bikra Torah. I will tell you, if anybody wants to hear a brilliant, brilliant shiur be'iyun, Bikra Torah from Rabbi Tanchum Cohen. Really, I highly recommend it. I think you should, if you've got a chance, initially you should listen to it. Okay, let's carry on. So now, they start here talking about the significance of Bikra Torah. So it's quite amazing because we see over here, I'm reading now basically from the introduction, that Chazal has found profound and exceptionally important to Bikra Torah. Okay, so significant, in fact, that we see over here, Psukim in Sefer Yirmiyahu, that demonstrate that the first Beit HaMikdash is actually destroyed because the Jewish people neglected the Bikra Torah. Now, that's a hard thing to say. Hard to say. We'll see actually in the Mefarshim, there's a Gemara over here, and Mefarshim, they never actually neglected saying the Bikra Torah, but I think the better way to explain it, we'll see in the Shir, is that they might have said it, but they didn't say it with any significance. But they just said it because it was a brocha. The idea of Bikra Torah is, and this is something which I think is profound about learning Torah, is when you really get attached to learning Torah, Torah is, at the end of the day, the expression of God in our lives. So your brocha is really to express that. You're expressing the fact that as a person, you've got an opportunity to come close to God by learning His Torah. And if you fail to appreciate that, then, and you just tick it off as a brocha, and you're learning it for intellectual reasons or for academic reasons because you think it's a nice idea to do, then you've lost the whole purpose. And I think that's more what we'll see came out. So the Pesukim here says, Vayomer Hashem al ozva metorati ashenatat lifnehem, because you abandoned my Torah, you forsaken my Torah. Lo shamu bekoli velo halchu ba. So before this, the Mi'a Shechav Yavid, it's Zor Hashem, the very people, the Gidah, Avdah Haaretz, Nitztak, and Yerami Bliover, right? He says basically, why is the land being destroyed? And we had it translated here, I'm withered like the wilderness, only passing through. And then they said, because they have forsaken my law, which is before them. Notice my words. The Gemara in Masechet and Darim says as follows. Shachu Mi'at Fitan, from Etz Yisrael, sent to Bavel. Hizaru b'nei ani'im shemehent, etc. Be careful with the poor people. Look up, poor people, walk, from the poor people will come the Torah. Why aren't you, the Talmidei Chachamim, producing next generation Talmidei Chachamim? So, in other words, it's like a rebuke, right? They aren't looking after the poor, and you aren't, your children aren't becoming Talmidei Chachamim. So Ravina says, Omer, why? She'en mevarchim b'torah t'chila, because I'm making brochas. Ta'amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav, Ma'i dichtiv, mi'a ish echam v'yavin et zot. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Okay? And Ravina says as follows, Right, says the Rashi, Nishalach Chachamim LeNeviim VeLo Perush LeNevi. Explained it. Actually, Pishurach Kadosh Baruch Hu Batzmo explained it. Dichtiv Vayom Hashem Al Ozvam Etorik. They abandoned my Torah. The Gemara says, "Hainu lo shamu bekoli, hainu lo halchuba." What does it mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, she'ein mevarchin b'Torah Tchila. That's the Gemara there in Masechet Darim. Doesn't follow anything. It's one of those Gemaras that you know was sort of like forced into it. There seems to be, like we often say, the Gemara re-engineers the Pshat. It was clear that there was a message coming through here in Yirmiyah, and we basically re-engineered, agree with you 100%. So the Ran, okay, says like, look in the Ran here on page 178. Remember, like the Ran I told you before, according to Rabbi Baruch once explained that the Ran is from the Sfardi Batei Midrash, from the down from the Ramban, the Ritva, etc. And the Ran really summarizes the Sfardi school of thought. What the Rosh does for the Ashkenazi school of thought, the Ran does for the Sfardi school of thought. If you learn the Rosh and the Ran, you basically get a very good balance of the Ashkenazi Rishonim and the Sfardi Rishonim. This is talking about from, he says, Matzati b'Megidat Starim, Shal Rabbeinu Yonah. There was this, like a secret scroll of Rabbeinu Yonah, which he wrote, Vadai oskena yu b'Torah tamid. They were definitely learning Torah in the temple, the first place, Ulefichach ayu chachamim v'nevim t'meim, amav daretz. That's why the Nevi'im and the Chachamim couldn't understand. Why did the land be destroyed? Why was the why were we sitting in Galut? HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood deep down in their hearts what was really going on. They weren't making a bracha. What does it mean? Well, they weren't making a bracha. They made a bracha. And they went to learn Torah. שלא היו עוסקים בה לשמה, ומתוך כך היו מזלזלים בברכתה. So they weren't really learning לשמה, they were learning for all other reasons, and therefore they were מזלזל. אלו דברי הרב החסיד, this is what Rabbeinu Yonah, rather than Megillat Esther, Rabbeinu Yonah says around, והם נעים ראויים למי שאומרם. נעים, yeah, doesn't mean pleasant. Not nice to hear, but it means that they're correct. How do they translate it in English? And they are fine. Okay, I mean, and this is the accurate. That's what he means over here. So we see over here that it wasn't that they didn't make a brocha, because it doesn't make sense to make a brocha. Right? The Maharal of Prague, that in his introduction to Tetfet, in Tetfet Israel, is quite a spiritual, Kabbalistic type of book on a whole lot of topics. Actually quite amazing. There's a South African who I knew very well, slipped my mind now, he's a rabbi in Johannesburg, and he translated Tetfet Israel into English. He learned at the Gush and actually got it. Rav Luchsen gave him a scum in his sefer. Ramon Woodmont. That's it. Ramon Woodmont. He wrote it. It's supposed to be quite a book. I personally haven't had a chance to look at it. But he wrote on it because it's very difficult in the Ramah. So the quotes of the Maharal of Prague. Let's go to the end of the Maharal of Prague. It says, V'alyak shelecha. Right? Don't be bothered too much. Lama lo ayu mevarchim b'tzorat chila. She'ein perush habracha hadibur b'pei b'vad. When we say that they were making bracha, well, they weren't saying it in the words. אבל הכוונה על הברכה בעצמה היא אהבה הגמורה with the love, the complete love of the Torah, והדבקות אל השם יתברך, and cleaving to Hashem, וזהו עניין הברכה. So this is like what I said. They didn't matter brocha. They didn't matter brocha. They ticked up the V, they didn't actually, there was no connection. So now let's explain by the Bach. The Bach is a commentator on the Shulchan Aruch, right, on the tour. You've got the Bach and the Beit Yosef in right. The Bach is interesting because the Bach had a lot of schuyot. The Bach, remember I told you before, his son, one of the shortcomings of the Bach was his great son-in-law was the Taz. Because everyone knows the Taz, right? The Taz is, and the Taz argument said the Taz was Rav Segal. That is, he was the thing. But his grandson, you all heard the Shagat Arya, right? Was the Shagat Arya, famous Shagat Arya? It was his grandson. He was also a Segal, what was his name? Circus. And the Shagat Arya was his grandson. Big gadol. All that. They both had, I think, he had two or three sons. They were all dayanim about Beit Din and Krakow. He's buried in the cemetery of the Ramah. Then we went to his funeral. We went to his grave, the Bach's grave. The Bach. Remember, you went with the Ramah's buried here, and we walked back to the right at the end there in the last row. There was the grave of the Bach. The Bach is buried there in the cemetery of the Ramah. We had his grave. Okay. So he says like this. He says, according to the Jewish people during the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, learned Torah for enjoyment. They better from the intellectual challenge involved in studying the Torah. They scrutinized, debated, engaged their minds, invested a lot of energy. But for personal stimulation, like someone who enjoys playing chess, right? And Birkat HaTorah, I mean, precisely deflect such an approach. That's not a, when you make, you don't make a bracha when you learn computer science. He said, because the disciplines many serving these Israel men. I've learned Torah is meant to emerge from the one is meant to emerge from the recognition that this is the world of Hashem, that we learn it not because it's stimulated, but because He commanded us to. And basically the Bach is the same idea, right? That he says, well, it's not to us a bracha demonstrates his whole approach to it is crooked. So starting from exiles, also inconceivable that his children will be Torah scholars. That's why he says it goes together here with that when the Gemara says, Shachumitam, look after the poor, and they said, why aren't your children becoming Torah scholars? Why should a person's children become Torah scholars if their parents aren't enthused with Torah at home and they're just doing it for other reasons? So just like he's finding excitement in a piece of Gemara, he'll go and study physics or science or become a good chess player. Right? It all makes sense to this day. I don't think there's any difference. Okay. So that is the Shulchan Aruch says, because of Torah, tzarich lezer b'maod. You've got to be very careful making b'richa Torah. Okay? Now the question over here is now, what is a Brikra Torah? Right? Is it a mitzvah deraita, a mitzvah rabbanan? What do you make? So we know today that we make long brocha, right? It's a beautiful brocha. We say, Hashem tells us, Nasuk b'divrei Torah. Then we say, Vaharevna. What does Vaharevna mean? Make it sweet to me. Vaharevna, make divrei Torah, tachafidu b'cha b'shav, b'tzele, b'tzele, b'cha yitzel. Kulanu yode Torah, shvelo b'shvah, etzep to all of us. Then we say another brocha, brocha Hashem b'chabanu kol amin, hatel brocha Hashem b'chabanu kol amin. At the end as well, we say three long brochas. Where does it come from? The Gemara Masechta Brachah, we all learned it. When? How long ago did we learn brachas? About 2 years ago. January. So it's brachot January last year, no? Yeah, almost 2 years ago. Maim is saying, so you don't remember brachot daf yud aleph, right? So yeah, right. Maim mevarech. What brachot did you make? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hashem kishal b'shav 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 Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Misayim, he says no. Harevna, you add harevna. So look at your Torah. Then over here, Rav Himnune says Hashem b'charbanu. Right, Amrav Yimnuna Zohi Meuna Shirachar. Who likes his own bracha the best? So the Gemara says Hilchach Limrinu Lechulu. We say them all. So now the question: where do we learn say bracha from? Is the Gemara bracha as well? Remember we saw that as well. So the Gemara Masechet Brachos says like this: Amrav Yehuda. This is Daf Kaf Aleph. Minayin the bracha the Bikra Mazon Lachar. Minayin the Bikra Mazon Lachar Min Atorish Deimar. Bachal Tzad Brachta. So Minayin Bikra Atorish Lifanea Min Atorish Deimar. Kishem Hashem Mekra Vugol Lehenu. Now what else do we learn from Kishem Hashem Mekra Vugol Lehenu? Karamazon, right? So Zimun. And that's the machloket in the Gemara. That's the machloket, basically. The Rambam doesn't count Bikra Torah from the Torah. Bikra Torah. Doesn't count as a mitzvah deraita. It's a machloket if the Rambam does or doesn't. But one of the sukkot Rambam, the Rambam is that. We'll get to it. So now he said, so that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says over here. Rashi says over here, Kishem Hashem Yikra, Kishabal Moshe Liftoch, Bidivet Shira, Amali Bishel, Ani Yivarech Tchila, Vatem Anu Acharei Amein. Kishem Hashem Yikra, Bebircha, Tem, Havu Goleinu, Ba'amein. I say something, you say amen. Okay, no big question. Where do we see that? We don't really see that all around the Torah. How often do you see in the Torah, Kishem Hashem Yikra, Havu Goleinu, Hashem, Moshe says something, not, okay, not so simple. So it seems from this, it's a sefer that that's a mitzvah d'oraita. Right? It's a mitzvah d'oraita. However, the Rambam doesn't count it. Rambam counts Birkat Amazon, he doesn't count Birkat Torah. Now the Ramban in his Hasagot, the Ramban has 17 kashas on the Rambam's mitzvot asay, and positive commandments, and 17 kashas on his mitzvot lot asay. And on that there's a brilliant series of shiurim, by the way, I told you, Dr. Rabbi Herschel Schechter, on the Hasagot Ramban, worth listening to every one of them because it's a tremendous longness and he covers unbelievable amount of stuff in it. It's just phenomenal. But the Rambam, before he writes the Mishnah Torah, he writes Sefer HaMitzvot. Some of it's actually written in Arabic. That's the problem with it, right? So it's translated, a couple of translations. In the introduction to the mitzvah, he has what's called 14 shorashim, 14 klalim of how he writes of what's going to be a mitzvah, what's going to be a mitzvah, what's called a mitzvah, isn't called a mitzvah, how he counts them, etc. He wasn't the first one to write mitzvah. The Bahag wrote the 7 mitzvah for Gedolot, the 7 mitzvah for Ketanot. There were a couple of from the time of Gaonim, before the Ramban, they wrote counting. It's all based on, and we learned this as well. It's a Gemara at the end of, is it Makot, I think, and a Makot, remember, we learned it. I mean, I've looked it up recently. I don't remember from whom we learned it. I'll give you wrong. But it's Gemara Makot. It's Amar Abisim Lai. He says, Moshe, it says, 630 mitzvahs. It says, Torah, Tzivan, Moshe, 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 Yaakov. And Torah, 611. And two from HaKadosh Baruch, we piatzmo, right? And Nochesh, Mekech, Avlo, yeah. Right? And that's 613. And the Rambam will sit around, everyone sit around trying to work out what is the 613 mitzvahs. Now, there are millions, or I don't know millions, but hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs. The question is, right? What is the 613 that make up Tariag mitzvot? That are based on psukim in the Torah, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam doesn't count. It doesn't count Birkat Torah. The Ramban is Hasagot, right? Is Hasagot in the I think it's number 4, if I'm not mistaken. Did they mention it, what it is? No, I'm wrong. Number four is mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. That's another famous one. Mitzvah number four, I think, is mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rambam doesn't count it. That's number four, I think. But number 15 over here, he says, complaints the Rambam. Va'olem izeh shebikra Torah lefaneh mitzvah laseh doraita. Quotes the psukim, right? Ve'ein ra'ui limnotah mitzvah achat imakriya k'mo shemikra bikurim. The Rambam counted in mitzvah kufla mabet, or enu nimna achat im haba'atam, with mitzvah kufka vei, the sipur tzep mitzrayim, mitzvah laseh kuf nun zayin, imachat pesach, asuyen, because Rambam seems to imply that there are mitzvahs of all these sorts of things, but it's not a mitzvah on its own. It's like an attachment to mitzvah. Rambam says it should be a mitzvah, because he wanted to say that it is a mitzvah. Now we mentioned earlier on the Bach, remember I said the grandson of the Bach was the Shagas Aryeh? So here we see over here as well, we've seen there the Rambam himself, didn't consider the mitzvah Bikra Torah mitzvah Doraita. And that's least how the Shagas Aryeh, the Minchat Chinuch, understand him. Aruch HaShulchan says no. So the Rambam does agree that simple implication is that it's a Bikra Torah, but it's not an individual mitzvah, an independent mitzvah, and therefore they have lifted their own mitzvah. So the Machloket Achronim, how do I understand the Rambam? But bottom line, how do the Rambam include the mitzvah? Okay, the Ramban wouldn't have said it if he did. Other Ramban couldn't answer. And Aruch Hashulchan goes whole story. The Shulchan Aruch said like this: Kol Abachori Stapek. So there's a big nafkamina here, because what's nafkamina? The main nafkamina. If you didn't bench, right? And there's a safek if you did. Anyway, if you didn't bench. So what's the maskana? Safek Doraita, lechumra. You bench. If you got up in the morning, you didn't make Birkat Torah, right? So do you have to make it again? Or don't you make it again? See, if it's a derabanan, safek derabanan, lekule birch safek brachot lahaka, you wouldn't make a brocha. If it's a right, you have to make a brocha. So that's interesting over here. Just one thing I will say, the Vilna Gaon was very makpid. There's a big machloket, which is not brought up here, maybe we'll see in the second shir, about if bikra Torah, I'd have to make a bikra Torah on actual verbalizing the words, right? Is it on psukim in the Torah? It's a Gemara, we learned this. Is it a Gemara in psukim in the Torah? Is it a Gemara on Mishnah, on Midrash, remember? And I think Rabbi Yochanan says, even on thinking, even on Hirhuri, on Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, even Gemara. And the question, what about Hirhur? If you're thinking mitzvah Torah, you have to make a bracha or not? Vilna says you do. And the story of Vilna Gaon, a story that's not an argument the story, that this Talmidim saw him in the morning, very, very, very distraught. And so what was the thing? He said, no, that he was thinking about something, about a dream or something, whatever the case is, that he wanted to jump up and write it down, and he didn't, and then he forgot it, and he realized that, wow, he forgot it was like a punishment because they make a bracha on the hero. And then later on in the day, the son was happier, why he had remembered the Torah again. That was really good. So now the question is as follows. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that Ayam Meshach is Ariyah, quotes him, the Mesik Shabikra Torah, whom in a Torah, is a Doraita. V'lachen yimistapek lo in Birech Birkam, on 15, page 185. If you're suffering, you made a broch, you didn't make a broch, you got to go and remake it again. Umikomakom, he says, the Mishnah Berurah is now saying, since umikomakavan chulo, safek, it's a safek if it is or isn't, lo yevrech in a birkat asher bacharbanu shi hamulesh vebrachot ke'it begemor. Remember something the Gemara there? Which Rabbi Nuna said, there were three broches, he said, my broch was the broch, says that's the broch, the mulesh vebrochas. See, if you've got a safek, the Shekhet Ari says you should make it a broch from a safek, but don't make all three broches. Just make the last bracha she bacharbanu. It says vayayim b'sharei tshuva shevi b'sharei tzad achronim. Some of the achronim also say the sorry in the misafek lo yachzor v'erach u'be'erach. She should make it. So he says kasher mod yismoch alehim. He says achar d'arba rishonim alohayim haramban v'achinuch v'arashba. He says how can I rely on the sharei tshuva that you shouldn't make it? All these rishonim, serious rishonim, the ramban, the sefer achinuch, the rashba. Right? In Perek Gimel Shloshes Achli they sovereign the Bikra Torah mina Torah. Ve'yadua she'onesh mishal mevarech la Torah gadol mod. So the Mishnah Berurah is perplexed. How can we listen to the Sharei Tshuva here? Maybe you shouldn't make the brocha. So the modern day poskim over here, they say over here that he challenged the Mishnah Berurah. Not really. If you look in the notes, he said some say this, some say you do, some say you don't. He's not so specific. The Piskat Tshuva says, Maskanat od Rabim Gna Poskim, the Maskanat of many of the great Poskim. Shagami Rabikra Torah, Naktina and Safi Rachlaka, we'd go like the Kula, the Ein Levarech. That's what he says. And the Mishnah Berurah now, okay, and well as the Yalkut Yosef, they say like this. Yeah, I read it in the English Rabbi Yatzin, he says it very nicely. He says that if one is able to maybe ask someone else to make the Brocha for him, that's the ideal. The Mishnah suggests maybe you can also fulfill the Brocha with a Havara Ba. You know, the bracha before Shema, we say, But it's the same, the inside, the main, the actual, the body of the brocha is more or less the same. Avarabha or Avat Olam, they're more or less both pretty much the same. And that's Birkat Torah. So if you didn't make Birkat Torah, so we say in it, say here, Avinu Rachamanu Rachamim Ertein Bilibeinu Bina Lavin Laskil Lishmor Limor Lamed Lishmor Lasmo Kaima Kol Dibayt Tumut Shalecha Be'ahava Vayet Tumut Shalecha Ve'la Bekir Yisvedecha Ve'yached Ve'en La'avayu Ad Shemech. It's all about Torah, right? Give us our minds and our hearts to understand, to fulfill, to learn, to teach, etc. The Torah, right? Ki V'shem Kosh Kol Dibayt Tumut Ve'agid Ve'rachamech. That's all bigger than Torah. So therefore you could have the only enough community says of Yeh is that if you're relying on Avar Abba, then you should learn Torah straight off the davening. Huh? Avat Olam, Avar Abba, right? Same thing. The inside of the brocha is more or less the same. Right? I think he says it in Mishnah Berurah. He says, Oshi Chaven Lechachil Rikar Ava have Kavon, and then if Tov, Lemot Tekef Achatfila. But then he says, if Lemot Tekef Achatfila, Mak Tov, then fantastic. But prior to V, Masha Mazal Achankam, Sefer Mamre Mordechai, he says, if I'm the Mordechai, Shubi Shem Halavush, Lemot Tekef Olat Tamid, Gamken, Tumi Rabbanan, Bevadai Chich, Lezhe Lechachil Lassot Kem. Basically, he says over here that the brochas of the Torah, you know, it might be to be Rabbanan, you should be very particular to say that. Okay. Now the question is, we've got a few minutes left. What about women saying Birkat Torah? We saw women saying Birkat Shachar. Everyone said they should. It's a Birkat Shevach, the Birkat Ne'anin. Even if it was a Birkat Mitzvah Shazman Grama, the whole day is not one of those. Shulchan Aruch, interesting enough, the Shulchan Aruch who paskens based like Rambam, he says there's not a much mitzvah d'oraita. He says Nashim Mevarchu Birkat Torah. They should make a brocha. Right? That's quite an interesting one. Now look at Rambam. The Rambam says here in Hilchot Talmud Torah Aleph Perik first Perik chapter one. Nashim v'avali muktanim p'turim mitalmud Torah, aval kat naviv chayav. The kids follow the teaching, right? V'ayna isha chavit lo lamedet b'na, etc. No mitzvahs avi whatsoever. The Beit Yosef, right? He writes like he says, v'katav od ha'agur b'shem ari muli. Now the agur is an interesting sefer. It was written, I think, in the late 1500s. And the agur, he writes that he wrote this sefer for a talmud of his was a doctor who never had time to learn. So he wrote a kitzur for him. And it's divided into three. You can Wikipedia, you'll see all about it. It's divided into three parts. There's the mitzvah, there's the expression. Then he brings like the shutim from the Maharil. Okay, the Maharil, we spoke about it before. The Maharil is like the Abba of all minhagim. Okay, but he had shutim of the Maharil. Mulin, I think his name was. And he writes, Aviyah Yamari Mulin, right? He writes, Aviyah says, the Nashim of Varakubi, Apishan and Chayavot, and on Chayavai. Even though with the Gemara says in Sot, remember we learned that, right? They're teaching your child Torah, they're teaching her tiflu, whatever that is, right? Zehu b'torah shebal peh, but not Torah shebichtav. That's only Torah shebal peh, maybe. But Torah shebichtav is vada, you teach your daughter Torah shebichtav, and you still need to teach her halacha that she has to know. I mean, right? If a woman doesn't know Torah, how can she teach you anything, right? So therefore, he says you should do it. The grass is over here, he quotes the Magad Abraham in the name of the Agur, and he doesn't like it whatsoever, he knocks him back altogether. Right, even though he says that they should make a brocha on other mitzvahs, right, he's not so convinced they should make a brocha over here in such a way. Shukar says, "Al pi shenashim turot yecholot litkol, they can make a plush shofar, v'chein achar sheyatzal, after they can yotzal people, v'ein mevarchot v'lo yevarchot alehen, the Ramas ever b'minak, shenashim mevarchot al mitzvot aser shezman grama, al ken gam ken tevarchenu le'atzman," they should also make a brocha for themselves. The Shukar over here, basically, yeah, there's a bit of machloket over here. Real achar says the women do make a brocha, because they have to mod the dinim shalahem for their own dinim, so therefore they've got a mitzvah to learn Torah. Okay? So I think we've really covered the first section of the shir, and we'll carry on next week with shir number 6, the laws of Birkat Torah number 2.